See, this is Channel 2 over, and beginning a visit with Cookie. This Tuesday night, the 9th of November 71. This Tuesday night, the 9th of November 71, he came in right after Mark. This is Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit was beginning of the visit with Cookie. This Tuesday night at supper, about supper time, the 9th of March, 71.
You all right?
Yes, ma'am.
You haven't got a cold or anything? Well, we got him in some clothes.
You survive?
I'm surviving.
Mark said he ain't sick anymore.
Well, give him something to chew on that, for you.
I ain't got my teeth. I can't chew.
Well, I've got some stew here if you need.
That's all right. I ain't got just a few minutes. I've got to go and come back. I got some news for you, so
is this all this is?
No, I've got plenty.
Make it short and sweet. After I sold my cow, I found where my trouble was last night. Why she was so nervous and why she wouldn't settle down. There's two nigger boys. I caught them red in the act last night, riding my horses.
No.
Yes.
I'm down.
Riding your horses?
Riding my horses.
I'm down.
How in the world are we keeping them?
Alright, I'll tell you what kind of car they're driving. I think it's the same car that Mr. Patterson owns. 61 Chrysler. The same color, the same model, the same type. Mr. Patterson owns. So, I was upset all night last night, and been upset all day today, and I'm going to sleep in the trailer tonight, with my shotgun at my head, and my German Shepherd outside. I got me a German Shepherd today. I don't want people messing me up like that. I don't want people messing my horses.
Well, we sure don't want anybody riding these horses around here. You called them.
I called them. And a witness. I got a witness.
You must have had a bridle.
No, they broke my horn. On babe. It was just buckled around her neck.
Well, that's what happened to her.
I took it off last night. Took it from around her neck last night. It's laying out there in the back of the truck now.
Riding in the pasture?
They scared that cow to death.
They probably chased the cow.
She brought me $168.59 anyway.
No.
She sure did.
When did she was there? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Cookie.
I run her to 23 and a quarter cents a pound. I run her to 23 and a quarter.
You stayed in there yourself?
I stayed right there. Old Geiger, he said he was calling for 22 and a, I thought it was boiler seat. He was calling for 23 and a half. And old Geiger bought her. 23 and a half cents a pound.
But you had to be there.
I had to be there to make her bring me out. If I hadn't been there, that cow would have sold for 15, 16, 17 cents a pound. Because I could have bought them, trucked by the truckload for 15, 16 cents a pound yesterday. Good cows.
Good cows?
Good cows. Not fat, not poor.
But good cows.
Why, Cookie?
Good cows. Good cow.
That's the trouble with that lane they put through there. That was my great, I could see what that was doing. It was opening up this interior here.
Yeah.
Anybody can go back there and shoot a cannon.
Yeah, they can go all the way back there. They can stop in every pasture that you got. They can go all the way to the back pasture, and you will never know they're back there. Well, I think we ought to get with Mr. Pearson and see if we can't do something about that. Now, he seems to be a reasonable man.
They forced it on him. That's the Richardson brothers.
Well, we can make him put a gate. I think we can make him put a gate up there. And I can enter from the corner down there and come up to the trailer. I can take that tractor out there and cut me a road in 30 minutes so I can get in there and out with anything.
Put a gate in there would be the what they need. When they're picking oranges, that's a thoroughfare at night. All them niggas go back there in cars and
steal oranges right and left.
Well, they're not innocent oranges. They just go back there and have parties and whatever else they do. I don't know what they do.
Well, now, there's no telling how long they've been riding my horses.
No.
There's no telling how long.
Well, could you tell the size?
Yeah. I could recognize him. And if I ever recognize him, he's going to explain something to me.
Oh.
He's going to explain.
The reason I ask is because several months ago, two niggas came up here. They were grown. They asked if we had any horses to ride. We were grown. I mean, maybe men.
Oh, I'd say these. 18, 19, 20 years old.
Oh.
Big, great, big things.
Well, after I eat that hot soup.
Well, that's just, golly, and I walk up and down this lane, you know, all the time, at night.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
Just like I told Helen, I'm forced. I'm forced now to stay in that trailer.
See, they have all the advantage. They can pick their time. You have no idea when they come.
That's right. You see, me and Helen, we were all down there yesterday evening. Well, I had to go to McIntosh and get my insurance straightened out on my truck. Then I had to carry some papers to Perry McGriff in Gainesville. Okay, Helen and Frank was going to go on home, see. Well, I was going to go around by Gainesville and come on home. Well, Perry, I had to bring some more papers from Perry down here on the kids, see. Because I'm transferring from Perry McGriff to Copeland in Ocala. I can save money. And I did. I just swung in by the trailer. And I picked up a hitchhiker. And I'm so glad I did. Because he was with me. and he saw it. Larry Flint was his name. I told him I was going to McIntosh. And he said, that'll help me out. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. But he does live in Gainesville. And he said he'd be back in Gainesville this weekend if I ever needed him.
Well, that was in the early part of the evening.
About 8:30, quarter of 9, just after dark.
Was you there when Herman was looking around the countryside?
Herman.
Mark said it.
There was somebody drove up in a late model car.
Yeah. And asked about a telephone?
No, I asked about a Mr. Collins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark, that is.
I was right there at the time. And just before he drove up, it wasn't 5 minutes before he drove up when I caught them niggers on them horses.
Oh, really?
When he drove up, I was taking a holler off of Babe from around Babe's neck.
Yeah.
They do just jump off and run?
Jump off and run. Evidently, when they jumped off, they broke a halter. And them poor horses just come running. I mean, just a nicker. And you probably heard them. I mean, they were just a raising sand. Of course, they knew me.
Yeah.
And I never go down there without I give them a handout or something. Saw or a bite of feed. If it's just a handful, I give them something.
Well, you had halters on them, so that's they must have had a, I don't know how they rode them with just the halters.
I don't either. As hard-headed as they are.
I just can't believe they've been riding them too much.
Well, they was on them last night, because I saw them. And my truck lights were shining right on them. And I was outside the truck, too. I wasn't looking through no windshield. I didn't see no shadow. And Larry was outside, too. I reported to the sheriff. Marion County. Because they had a 14 tag on the car. It was 14W3734.
Oh, you got the number.
I've got the tag number.
Well, that ought to help.
14W3734, and it was parked right in front of my gate. That's why I had to pull up, and they left the car there.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they did.
They left.
Well, they couldn't get it out.
No, they hit the woods.
They weren't expecting you.
They weren't expecting me.
I just kept that and let the sheriff come got it.
It wasn't on my property. It wasn't on your property. It was in the lane.
Well, you could put it in your property.
No, I couldn't. It was locked up.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Locked up.
Locked up. I wanted to come back down here last night, and Helen and the kids wouldn't let me.
Scared.
Well, I got my shotgun under the seat right now. I've can't had it ever since I had that truck.
You can't shoot people in defense of property. You know, that's the way the man lost his farm. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that awful?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've got something out there in the car, in a truck, that I won't have to shoot him. All I gotta do is say get him. And he done a caught nigger. I got a German Shepherd out there standing about that tall.
Yeah. They'll do it for you.
Huh?
They'll do
yes,
it for
sir.
You.
Beautiful dog, well behaved. took right up with me. Right now.
Is that right?
That's right. I can bring him in here or take him out there and say, Blackie, sit down. Right now, you sit down.
Is that right? Well, now, he won't do that if the children play with him.
I ain't gonna let the children play with him. Because I'm coming by here every night. And I'm gonna have him tied up over there at the trailer on your property. Inside the gate. About a 20-foot chain I'm gonna put him on.
That is funny.
You find out who did it through the license tag.
Oh, that's right.
They take a lot of liberties now. They call it people. They haven't had them, you know. Haven't been able to ever. Berman was saying over at Halloween. I said, Berman, no use putting out in feed for squirrels. They won't last. He will kill them. And he says, I caught two over there, and they had a sack, man and a woman, they had a sack across the shoulder, and they're just shooting them.
Sack for squirrels.
And he run them off, it's his property.
Yeah.
He said he heard shooting over there the next day, and it's the same two back with a sack on the shoulder. You see, they got that idea that they've been henpecked since year one, and they deserve some of the.
Well, now they need to think that they can come in there and ride my horses anytime they want to.
Well, they sure can't.
Without saying a word about it.
That's right.
My gosh.
They can't ride them if they did say something about it. Because I ain't going to let them.
No.
I ain't going to start it, and I won't have to stop it.
Mm-mm.
Sell them one. Tell them you got a good horse over there.
I got a good horse. I'll sell them if they want to ride.
Tell them you got one over there, $50. Give them Loopy.
Not for $50 now. No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Take one of those.
What? You talking about?
Well, they got me on the music building now.
You got over there.
Oh, my Lord, is that ever a headache? Goodness gracious. I'll be white-headed when I get another.
Yeah.
I'll chew cigars today till my mouth is sore. I can't keep my teeth in. They run me crazy. They laid it in my lap.
Did.
Yeah.
They laid it in my lap.
Well, now you knew what was ahead of you.
I told them. I said, "Well, I want a front end loader. I want to know where all of these irrigation pipes are, sewer lines." Gas lines, telephone lines, and everything. I want to know where they're at. I want them staked out.
Staked out.
You stake them out, and I'll go around stakes. Yes, sir. They took a blueprint, they went up there, and they staked them out. All right. It's all yours. Start digging. I didn't pick up three different pools till I got an irrigation line. I mean the main one.
They didn't stick it out.
It wasn't where the blueprint called for it to be. I've got irrigation pipes strung all over that place.
You know who put some of those things in?
Crawford.
That goddamn Crawford. I told you to lay off of him.
You
can't beat a man who hadn't got anything.
Let me tell you, Crawford's going to have to put them back in. Somebody is, because I've done tore them out.
Well, it'll take him 6 months to get started.
I've done tore them out.
I'm telling you, they lose money on that boy every day he goes over there.
I got the main line, a 4-inch line going in there. I got about 20 foot of it the first whack.
What does that do to the music building?
That's just the irrigation pipe.
Oh, the irrigation.
I don't know where the electric lines and the telephone lines and all that is, but they got them staked and I'm damn sure going to dig.
Yeah, well now, you know, a man has got to have something to work with before he can learn. And he hadn't got it, Cookie.
They got 2 palm trees that he planted up there. Out from the music building. They're 10 feet out. Mr. Lake told me, he said, now, Cookie, the grade comes out 6 foot level from the building. And he said, I want it straight down to this right here. Yes, sir. I'm going to push them palm trees out. Just so help me God, I'll push them out if they don't move.
Because they're in the way?
They're in the way.
And he knows it?
I don't know whether he knows it or not, but he said grade it straight across, 6 foot out. Then come straight down to these grade sticks right here. Yes, sir, Mr. Lake. And I'm going to push them palm trees out and haul them off. You watch me. I'll push them palm trees out and haul them off.
You could be drinking coffee while you're sitting there.
Nah, my mouth's too sore, Faye.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I've got to go home, get me some clean clothes, an alarm clock, and come back.
What's the trouble with saying these boys are not going to ride late? They're not going to stay up late.
How do I know that they don't hold revenge against me and come in there and try to do something to my horses? Or try to do something to my trailer?
No, they won't do.
I ain't gonna take no chances.
I haven't seen any meanness in this whole country down here. Any meanness.
That's the meanest thing that I saw.
That's
actually not mean. That's just.
They probably just daring each other. They get out there and get on those horses. I don't know, but.
That's right.
At least they didn't take them out of the pasture.
No, they didn't take them out of the pasture.
They just probably. You know, the horses had halters on them.
Well, I told Guy the reason I had fixed a decent gate, a place for me to get into down there, was on account of people taking my horses out. Mm-hmm. I got them barbs stretched around there and wired in their seat. Mm-hmm. And it's just too hard for them to get them out. Or if it was fixed where they could just push a wire up and open the gate, it'd be simple.
I worked in just about every section of this county, and this is the only one I found where there wasn't meanness amongst the niggers. And I think that comes from having the company here, the Richmond Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and old man Edwards over there. They kind of stabilized it in the old days. And up there where the small people are, you see, they would beat the niggers. They'd beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't pay them. And all like that.
Well, I need to stay down there anyway. Them kids need some responsibility. They do. Them older kids need some responsibility.
Susie, what is that? What is that about your insurance?
Well, I've got insurance, full coverage, for my pickup to this barber down here in McIntosh for $43 a quarter. In Gainesville, they wanted to charge me $64 a quarter. The same insurance.
From who?
This barber down here in McIntosh.
He may not be one of them.
Well, it's with Aetna Casualty Company, one of the largest insurance companies in the country.
I still don't mean you can collect anything.
Well, I'm going to try it.
And you've got you're changing some of it to Ocala?
Yeah, well, his main office is in Ocala, Copeland Insurance Company in Ocala.
Okay.
But he just writes for Copeland Insurance.
You want some ice cream, Ken?
That's $100 deductible, collision, liability, property damage, medical payment, uninsured motor, comprehensive, and fire and theft.
Didn't have anything like that.
That's right. Didn't have to have.
Yeah.
If we run into somebody, well, you fix yours and I'll fix mine. And I'm going home.
That's
if you can
that.
Get home.
Right.
If you can't, well, I'll go get my horses and pull it home.
You got collision?
Yeah.
I don't know any people is. They weren't this particular now. You get one of them scratch and they want to get $100 for it.
Yeah, and if you ain't all careful, they'll get it too.
That is so tedious.
Yeah.
They'll go to $500 worth of trouble to get $50 worth of insurance.
Yeah. But I have to have insurance. And I can save on Laura and Frank. I can save about $80 a year on them through Copeland. But that ain't saying very much. It still cost me $372 for both of them. That's just liability and property damage, medical payment.
On somebody else, not on them.
Laura's is $121, and Frank's is $251 a year.
The girl's not as high as the boy?
No, not by half. Frank's $251 a year.
And it ought to be.
Huh? Cookie?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's right. $251 a year for liability, property damage, and medical payments.
And if he has one incident accident, it'll go
up.
It'll go up 20%. Until he has three in the run of a year. Then they cancel it. He got to start all over again. And after you have had 10 accidents, you can't get insurance.
Well, you know, you ought not to.
That's right. 10 accidents, you don't get no insurance.
You know, sometimes I think about this little dent on my car there. I feel sort of shabby taking that through the insurance company. They just paid me $60, and I can't do anything about it. The old car not worth fixing, it don't matter. I'm just going on what the devil. If I'd have been a brand new car, I guess that'd been different.
Well, this truck out here, I'm going to have too much invested in it. I'm going to have to protect my interest. If somebody runs into it, disables it, the insurance company has got to furnish, supply me with transportation used until mine is fixed to my satisfaction.
I never heard of that.
Yes, sir.
You don't need that.
I know, but that comes in the comprehensive.
Whether you pay for it, whether you want it or not.
If I get to it, if someone throws a rock through the windshield, all I got to do is take it and get it fixed.
Yeah.
Comprehensive pays 100%.
Yeah.
Take it to Malden's Auto Glass and tell them to put me in the windshield and send the bill to Aetna. That's all it takes.
Yeah. And that's what sends the prices up.
That's right.
If you pay it yourself, you hold her down. That's what holds it. That's what shoots the doctor's prices up.
Yeah, every time you sneeze, when people run to a doctor, well, he got to take time. I just, by gosh, he didn't know what was wrong with you. And if you take an aspirin and a dose of castor oil and go to bed and stay for 8 hours, save that $25.
Well, you see, you go in the things that are covered by insurance, you don't even inquire about.
That's right.
And that runs the prices up.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah, real fast.
They talk about the, you know, they talk about the, these labor unions, you see, the United Workers, Auto Workers, and all of them, and Meany, as being the chief thing to jack the prices up. David Brinkley said the government has gone up way more than those labor unions, and they've jacked it up on money they didn't have. They're borrowing it. That's the reason I listen to him. And the doctors and the medical things, you get insurance covering it, nobody inquires, it'll go right up. You know it will, Cookie.
Sure.
You got nothing to hold it back. If they were just to give me a blank check for these calves I've got out here.
Like you fill it out to your own specifications, but you fill it out, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The 20th, whenever it is. Right there. We're having a fish fry, a chicken fry, and a hay ride at the Windsor Baptist Church.
Everything. That little preacher's still over there.
He's still over there, and he'll be preaching that night.
I do like him.
He'll be preaching that night. That night will end the revival.
Saturday night. Oh, he got a revival all
week. That's right. All that week, and they're going to end it up with a fish fry, a chicken fry, and a hay ride with my horses and wagon.
Yeah. You see what I had hoped. It would never come about. I'd hope some of these bright fellas know everything. They know it all. That somehow or other I could get them interested in the countryside, and they could go out there and make a tape of all that thing and study it and see what the preacher's saying. They are down. They're against the preachers. But they never heard them.
He got one out there. He's got beard comes down to here, and his hair comes way back down here like this.
Yeah.
And he's going to church.
Is that right?
He sure did.
And furthermore, they could make a tape and make it available to people. Anybody want to listen to it. But they can't do anything constructive. They have such puny business, Cookie. All of them are just, their time is consumed with the most useless business. Now you watch that over there on that campus. Nothing they do is worth a hoot.
I've noticed that.
But they're tied down. They couldn't get off to go to grandmother's funeral.
Well, I got to go.
Okay.
I'll be back at
Mark was looking for you. He said he's going by.
He said he's going by and see how he wanted to see how you felt.
Oh, I feel all right as far as now. But I just had that 24-hour stomach.
The last time he saw you out there, you know, you was sort of looked sort of spindly.
By golly, I was. I've been in trouble all night and all morning.
Yeah. And I come out there looking hale and hearty, but not feeling that way.
Oh, listen.
I had 2 days ahead of me. Ooh.
He's had chills and everything else. He's been really.
You've had them too.
Hmm. Well, how was your trip, Faye?
Well, I hate to say, I got back a day early and look what I found.
Didn't have a chance. They went over there to knock around, you see.
Spent all my time calling back over here seeing how he was.
Yeah, didn't have a chance.
Oh, it's a good trip.
Wasn't much of a trip.
Well, Dave. Fellas got trouble like I had, you don't need to leave, so you know it's going to do something.
It always comes. It always comes with me on the weekend. You see, I had that detached retina. First one I had was on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
The second one I had on the other eye was on the weekend. And I was damned if I was going to bother anybody on the weekend, so I just kept it to myself. I shouldn't have done it, see?
No.
I took a chance, Lou and I. And that's the way it does. It's that burn weekend.
Well, you see, I was puny all day Saturday and all day Sunday and I told him that I was puny yesterday. I wasn't as puny, but I just had no energy to get out and go.
That's right.
I mean, I had vomited up, everything in me up.
And then you got over that day.
And they started pulling my hair out, and by golly, yeah.
You got there the day, and you really faced it.
Yeah, old Jim Whitten, he said, walked up to me, well, Cookie, what do you need? I looked around. Mr. Melvin was going that way. Mr. Waters was going that way. Mr. Lake was coming this way. I said, what do you mean? Well, he said, what do you need to grade this with? I said, I need some dirt. I need a front end loader. And all of these lines staked out to where I'm going to tear them up. Yes, sir. So Jim Whitten, Mr. Lake went and took that blueprint, ran around, and they staked them things out.
And oh, Mr. Lake.
Yeah, I didn't make 3 passes till I got 20 foot of that 3-inch main line.
God almighty.
It's taking 4 days and a half to get that back in there.
Oh, it will.
Yeah.
You talk about sinking and changing and all like that. Now that boy does it. I watched him a day or two. Why, even the people he works under, he runs them crazy. You know who they give him? These fellas from Sunnyland.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's good work under him.
Well, one of them boys from Sunnyland, he was dating one of the girls that was on Hope Cottage when Helen was in charge of Hope Cottage. He came in this morning and applied for 4 days leave of absence. He's got everything fixed up. They were getting married this afternoon and they're going on a little trip. Both of them from Sunland.
Yeah.
They've been discharged.
Yeah.
She's deaf and dumb and he's dumb.
Yeah.
But maybe they can help one another and make it through life.
Yeah.
He's got over $10,000 in the campus credit union.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
And she got over $6,000 in the Florida National Bank.
Good Lord, Father Cookie.
That's right.
Well, that requires a little explanation. Someday I want to hear about that.
I don't know, but I just know that that's what he's got.
Hmm. Oh, that's something. That's more than that's bright they've got.
They're tight. They're saving. Of course, when they work on at Sunland Rain Center, they only get $1.25 a week.
Cookie, I don't know where in the world people got the idea that the bright thing to do is just to throw money away.
I don't know either.
I just don't know. You don't throw money away. You go through a lot of it, but it's all on your necessities.
Well, I'm gonna say this, and then I'm going to go. You all can take it for what it's worth. My family spends twice as much money as they need to.
I can imagine.
My family does.
Oh, yeah? Laura's getting... She's seeing a little bit different along, is it, I imagine.
Frank has got no respect for a nickel.
No.
Then four other girls have no respect for a money, no. They get a hold of a nickel, they can't be stilled. They can't be stilled till they spend it. And Helen, I can give her so much money for groceries, and I'll swear and be damned if she don't go and buy half of it in cosmetics.
Grocery money.
Hairspray and junk like that.
For them children?
And the children wasted. Laura will go and buy expensive Avon. Avon's expensive.
Sure.
Oh, it is costly.
Yeah.
Well, it's nothing for her to get to $15-$20 every week from Avon woman.
Well, that keeps the Avon people. Isn't it?
And they've got clothes that they'll never wear. They wear them one time and they won't never wear them no more.
Yeah, Cookie, I didn't know your family was like that.
Hey, you just don't know half of it. You don't know what I go through with.
You know, Jessa. You used to dress.
I can. Sure I can. I do once in a while, just for a change.
Do it?
Yeah. All I got's that one uniform you see me in every day. Office uniform. If I go to church over there, then if I go to...
Well, here's what I wear. 7 days a week. If I go to Sunday school, I wear a pair of pants like this. 99% of the time.
Yeah. Well, they're dress pants.
Not better. $3.99 from J.C. Penney's.
Just as good as they can make them. Just as good. You see, I can't wear J.C. Penney's because I'm so dead burning high. My legs, I'm split so high. I can't, long and then up here, you see?
I can't get them short enough.
Yeah.
I can't get them short enough.
Well.
Got to cut them off or roll them up or stick them down my socks or anything.
Well, you see, what happens to me is not the length of the leg so much. It's right in here.
Yeah.
You see, it'll be just like this. You see, there won't be... What I call it, long waisted.
Yeah.
No. It's very inconvenient being built different from other people. You know, I used to know a fella who ordered his shirts from Hooper Brothers, don't you know, in New York. And I thought to myself, everybody did, you know, they all knew it. He's a stuffed shirt. Well, I didn't know the reason for it. And I still don't know the reason for it. But I know now, if I could get a shirt that felt good on me and didn't make me feel like I was insulated and couldn't get any air, I'd order shirts from Hooper Brothers, too.
Like my brother-in-law, married my older sister. He won't wear a pair of pants unless the crotch is halfway to his knees.
Oh.
That's the weirdest looking thing walking up the sidewalk you ever saw in your life.
Is that right?
Now say that again, because who is that?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah, very old sister. He's, the old age is, 47. And he's about 12, 15 years older than she is. She's white-headed. And he just won't wear a pair of pants unless the crotch is halfway to his knees. I mean, way down there.
Yeah.
And he goes just trotting along, you know. And he's skinny anyway.
Oh.
Just like a rail fence.
Oh.
And he just goes all humped over. You'll see him. Lord of mercy.
Well, he just don't like them pants that fit.
No, but they're blousy. I mean, what I mean, they got these here kick pleats, these here pleats in front, you know. He won't buy a pair unless he got them pleats in front.
Oh, he likes that too.
Yeah, and they go down to nothing, down to his ankles. I wouldn't wear a pair to a hog kill.
Oh, they're dressy type thing.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it was hick type.
No. Uh-uh, dressy type.
And he wants that thing down halfway to his knees?
Halfway to his knees, or he just won't wear a pair of dungarees. Yeah, I bet he never wore a pair of dungarees in his life.
Oh, I declare. And he's an odd...
He's an oddball.
To look at.
He's an oddball. Good fellow, though. I mean, do anything you want for you.
Yeah, yeah. And don't go to his head or anything.
Oh, I think he'll retire from the Elk Refinery, I believe, in 2 more years. I believe he's 63.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll retire in 2 more years.
And
he could have retired on 20 years a long time ago.
And still he does wear that sort of clothes?
Yeah, yeah. He's like a clown. Well, that dog's going to burn up out there, Michael. I'll have to go.
Okay,
Cookie. We'll...
I'll see you tomorrow evening.
Keep an ear. Okay.
That's Channel 2 over on 7:25. The tape says, or it looks farther along than that, the end of the visit was Cookie this Tuesday night, the 9th of November 71, just after I'd come to after that upset with the kidney. Channel 2 over on 725 of 50. And then a visit with Cookie this Tuesday, about dark after supper, the 9th of November 71.